Hi everyone, today I am going to channel my Sasani counterpart, which is Sheila and Hans. They are twins and I haven't channeled them ever before, not even in my one-on-one transmissions. And usually I don't like channeling in public places because obviously there are too many people walking by, noise and whatnot. But today I felt called and drawn to do this channeling in this very pretty cafe here. As you can see, I'm wearing a hat which is also acting as a camouflage so that when I start channeling, my eyes will be closed and so that people don't think what I'm doing with my eyes closed. I'm very excited. I can sense the excitement build up within me. So I'll give you a brief story about why I'm doing this transmission in public today. If you have read Dolores Cannon's Three Waves of Volunteers, the book, you will know that there are three waves of extraterrestrials and species from other galaxies who decided to be born as humans. They volunteered to be born as humans because they wanted to help humans in their spiritual ascension in today's day and age. So the first wave of volunteers were born between 1940s to 1960s, when the first nuclear bombing happened. In fact, the entire reason for calling the volunteers was because of that. Since they had a no contact policy back then, they decided to ask for volunteers who would take birth on Earth and who can change the Earth's energetics from inside out. I am one of the second waves of volunteers, and the second waves have a very special characteristics. They are like antennas, so they are constantly downpouring divine and extraterrestrial energies, and wherever they go, people, whoever come in touch with their auras, usually end up picking up some of those energies. And this also helps people ground and desensitize themselves to extraterrestrial energy, so that when they actually meet an extraterrestrial, they are not as terrified as they would have been if they haven't had that experience before. The second wave of volunteer, I feel that we simply act as antennas transmitting this energy, and whoever is meant to experience the first open contact with extraterrestrials, whenever they pass by, they are going to pick up our energies and get ready for that. So in this way, the second waves is also serving people just by being themselves and coming in contact with as many people as possible. So given this backstory, this is the reason why I chose to do this transmission openly in air, because I believe that whoever will be passing by me will be picking up some of the extraterrestrial energy that I'll be channeling today. I hope you enjoy this transmission. Good day, every one of you. We are Hans and Sheila from the Sasani universe, and it is such an exciting opportunity to speak with all of you in this manner. We wish our heartiest of love and excitement to all of you, so that we are preparing for open contact. Now, this channel is getting used to our energies for the first time, hence allow us to accommodate to some of the technological glitches that you may face during the recording, because our energies can be overwhelming for the technologies. Haha. So as you are preparing for extraterrestrial contact, which is scheduled to happen on 2026 or 2027 of your time, we would tell you this: have more fun in your life. Many humans are waking up, realizing that they are not living the life that they wanted to, and they are not happy with how human life has become on Earth. You are doing jobs that you do not like. You are in relationships that are unhappy, and you are constantly gaslighting yourself to believe that this is the only way and there is no other way. Most of you are suffering from poor self-esteem and you do not even know. And neither do you wish to take any help from your therapists or coaches because you do not trust other humans. So right now, the biggest pandemic is a lack of trust in yourself and other humans and also source. So we are here to give you our energies of excitement and happiness. For most of you want to get out of this rat race of jobs. A lot of you have been laid off and that is what you wanted, that is what you desired, because you did not want to live life the way you were living up until now. So now is an opportunity for you to embrace your new life, your new purpose, your new excitement, and that can only happen when you are willing to let go of your old ways. So how can you let go of your old ways? Well, you might say that I have bills to pay and I cannot afford to have fun and excitement. Well, we understand that on your earth you got these bills to pay and that to pay and do this and do that, which way you down. But what you can do is to bring in a little bit of your excitement in your daily life, like doing something fun, even if it is for 1 minute or 2 minutes of your time. It doesn't matter, because you will get used to this energy, this desire to have more fun. So if you spend 1 minute or 2 minutes of your time doing something that you really enjoy, gradually you will see that time that you are spending enjoying is expanding and making the time go fast. For when you are in your highest excitement, time moves very fast, and you will notice that you are still not aging. Yet time is moving away very fast because you are vibrating at a very high speed when you are very excited, and that allows you to experience what you know as enlightenment and spiritual evolution and all those heavy words that you tend to drop. Remember, enlightenment is to lighten up. That is what all our Sasani counterparts will tell you in some way or the other. For we are jokesters. We like cracking jokes. We love having fun. And you might think that having fun doesn't allow you to experience all that you wish to experience in your life. Well, if you incorporate fun in every day of your life, then those moments will give you creative ideas, creative inspirations about what to do about your main life. Maybe it will give you a creative idea to start a new project that you have never thought before, or to do the hobby that you always wanted. And whatever comes out during those creative inspirations, during those moments of excitement, will lead you to your path. Now, if you keep following that excitement without having any insistence on the outcome, then you will notice that suddenly you have started attracting abundance, because allowing yourself to be excited with the things that you need to do when you are in a state of excitement allows you to become your true core vibrations. And remember, all of you are meant to be supported by the universe when you are being of your true core vibration, because when you are your true core vibration, you attract abundance, because your true vibration and abundance go hand in hand. They are two sides of the same coin. You cannot not attract abundance while you are being your true vibration, which is what brings you joy, which is why all our Sasani counterparts through so many channels keep talking about bringing in more joy in your life. And this is something a lot of humans have difficulty understanding because of your limiting beliefs coming and intruding upon your mind. So use your mind as a tool to figure out which of your limiting beliefs is not allowing you to experience your joy. So every time you have a thought like, oh, I have a bill to pay, then that kind of thought, which creates a negative emotion in you, is coming from your mind. anything that creates positive feelings in you, like love, like joy, like inspiration, motivation, or no matter whatever positive emotion you can think of, those thoughts, those feelings are coming from your true core vibration, your soul's truth. Hence, this is how you can discern what is coming from your mind versus what is coming from your heart, and follow what your heart says. Whenever you come up with something negative, remember it is an opportunity for you to see something that you need to let go of right now. So do not treat those as something to be avoided. Face those unpleasant emotions head on and try to find the beliefs, the limiting beliefs, the negative beliefs that is preventing you from enjoying your life in the way you want to, and release them. The more you keep releasing, finding and releasing limiting beliefs in that manner, the more your vibration will raise, the more you will be following your highest excitement. So our message for today is till this much. We hope that we have been able to shed you some baggage and light so that you can find enlightenment within you, because all the answers that you're looking for is already inside you. And we will see you again. Good day.